that would be 14 inches of barbed wire fence above your net. You let your brace come to the top of your net wire. In other words, your brace needs to hit your post two-thirds of the way of the height of your finished fence. If you put your brace up that way, come to the top of the wire, it has pressure to push that post out of the ground, and you've lost every bit of your time.
Do you ever have any fences made out of loose rock or stone?
Oh, yes.
What do they call those?
Those are used around the homes in separating
what do you call them?
Different elevations. We always call them the rock fence. The rock wall, and you'd have steps going down to your second landing, you know. Had to keep it from washing. That'd hold this level. Go down some of them, maybe have three or four levels, and they'd build rock. And then they'd have walks going from one to the other.
Mm-hmm. What'd you, a woman sometimes, her best dishes, what's that usually, made out of?
Which is that?
The woman's best dishes, what's that usually made out of?
China.
Yeah, let me ask you, when you had a hen that wouldn't lay, did you ever put anything in her nest to try to...
No, there's nothing that you can put in the nest that will stimulate her to make her lay. Of course, now you can take artificial eggs that's made out of the same thing as a mothball that you can put in the nest, and the hen doesn't mind it because it will keep the mites and the fleas out of the nest, and they will go and lay to that.
What do you call those things?
Well, we call it the nest egg.
Nest egg. Let me ask you, if a woman had a egg.
I've seen these old white doorknobs that they'd put one of those in the nest, and the hen would go to that.
If a woman had an egg made out of china, what would you call it? Just a we'd call it a white now.
Well, I believe that they use those things sometimes for darning.
What'd you call them? They just call them China eggs?
Call what?
Just call them China eggs or what?
Well, now, I don't know as I've ever seen what they call a China egg. Now, they used what they called where they would darning egg or darning gourd. They'd have those little bitty old gourds that would get about that big, and just something that the needle wouldn't penetrate. And they could take a stocking or a sock and place it over that, and it would hold it tight, and you could see where to pick up your thread, you see, to darn that sock and make it look like it was woven originally.
To carry a water in on the farm?
Well, it's called carried in a pail. They were called as pails, and we had gourds, the great big gourds that would hold.
What was the pail usually made out of?
It was made out of cedar. Some of them were made out of cedar. They were called buckets or pail, either one.
And what did you carry milk in?
Usually carried, used a little galvanized container. Some of them, after aluminum came out, they'd use aluminum. But they didn't milk in that thing many times and leave milk in it before it becomes stagnated from that milk. It was too porous, and you get the odor of that stagnant milk in that aluminum, and you couldn't stand it.
What'd you do as soon as you milked?
We used mostly on mammals buckets to milk in and to store our milk in.
And right after you milk the cow, what'd you have to do with the milk?
You put the milk in the safe until it clattered.